Brighten up your home with help from Menards. Illuminate your home with LED light bulbs from Fight Electric. They provide light that lasts with a rated life of over 10,000 hours. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Fight Electric LED light bulbs now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Shawnee's Prayer Podcast. And as always, I start my prayer off with a blessed scripture coming from Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, I just want to say thank you. I want to say thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for sending your only begotten Son, O God. Thank you, Father God, for allowing him to be born of a virgin. Father God, it doesn't matter if he was born on December 25th. It doesn't matter if he was born on January 1st. Doesn't matter if he was born on May 5th. The point is, we know that he was born. That is the point. So during this season, we celebrate the fact that Jesus was born, that Jesus came down 42 generations, and he was born of a virgin to start our salvation. Lord, I want to say thank you, because without Jesus being born, there will be no salvation. Without Jesus being born, we would not be able to just come boldly to that throne of grace. We would still be having to go to earthly men and having to repent to them, and having to have them make atonement for us. And we would still have to shed the blood of various animals for various sin. But Lord, because Jesus was born, and because he went through everything he went through to fulfill our salvation, to fulfill the fact that we could repent of our sin, that we could accept him as our Lord and Savior, that we could come boldly to thy throne of grace, that we could come directly to you for ourselves. Because when he died on a cross, he tore the partition in half. He tore the veil that separated us in half. That way, we don't have to go to an earthly man anymore. We can come directly to you, asking you to forgive us of our sin. And it's because Jesus was born. So, Lord, I want to say thank you that we get to celebrate the fact that Jesus was born. I want to say thank you, Father God, that we get to celebrate life. And we get to celebrate the renewal of life. Lord God, someone may take this time to ask you to transform their life. Someone may take this time to ask you to make them over, to give them a better quality of life. Maybe they've been going through sickness after sickness, and they're saying, God, allow this day to be the day that you make me over. Allow this day to be the day that you give me a better quality of life, that I don't have to be stuck in the bed. I don't have to be stuck in the house. I don't have to be stuck in a nursing home. I don't have to be stuck in a wheelchair. I don't have to be stuck to a cane. I don't have to be stuck to a walker. So, Father God, we're looking at today as renewal. We're looking at today as rejuvenation. We're looking at today as revitalization, because we get to celebrate the life of Jesus. We get to celebrate his birth. It doesn't matter if he wasn't born on December 25th. What matters is that he was born. And because he was born, we can become reborn. So, Father God, I just want to say thank you. I want to say thank you. And I pray for all those who have family members that they choose to get together with. I pray for those who may not have family members to be able to get together with. Maybe they live far apart from their families. Maybe all their families live in one location and they live somewhere totally separate and it wasn't easy for them to be able to get back home. Maybe someone has detached themselves from their family because they see their family as being too toxic. Father God, however we choose to celebrate today, however we choose to spend this day, I pray that you will be with us, O God. I pray first and foremost, Father God, that you will forgive us of our sin, forgive us of our thoughts, forgive us of our actions, forgive us of everything that you have told us to do and we have not done it, Father God. Lord God, I pray that you will forgive us, Lord God, and I pray, Father God, that you will give us the desire of our heart on today. Allow today to be a day if we are able to receive gifts. Allow us to be grateful. Allow us to practice an attitude of gratitude, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, help us not to be selfish, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, Lord God, if we were able to bless other people, Father God, with gifts, help us not to brag about it, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, help us not try to one-up someone else, Father God. In the name of Jesus, but help us to be grateful that we had the funds to be able to be a blessing to into someone else's life. So, Father God, I just want to say thank you for today. Thank you for the birth of Jesus. Thank you because he was born. We can be reborn, Father God. Thank you for allowing us to practice having an attitude of gratitude. Lord God, I just want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, and thank you for life and life more abundantly. Thank you, Father God, for not giving up on us. Thank you for allowing us to be able to see another day, another Christmas, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we don't take it for granted, Father God, because we know someone didn't wake up on this morning. But Lord God, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We were able to open our eyes, oh God. We're able to speak, oh God. We're able to hear. We're able to walk. We're able to talk. We're able to taste and touch, Lord God. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. And I pray for all those who are mourning, who are grieving, whose hearts are filled with sorrow. Lord God, whatever people are going through emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically, and financially, God, I pray that you will step into every situation, God, and I pray that you will make a way for us, Father God. I pray that you will pay every bill, Father God, that needs to be paid, pay it in full, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we're going to stand on your word, Father God, knowing that you're going to supply our every need according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for supplying our every need on today, even if it's a need for strength, even if it's a need for rest, a need for sleep, a need for love, a need for unity, a need for just calmness, whatever the need is, Lord God, we thank you for supplying it, and we thank you for blessing us to be able to see another Christmas. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, I pray. Amen and amen. You may find this prayer wherever you listen to your favorite podcast at. It's called Shawnee's Prayer. You can find it on YouTube under Inspirations by God Ministry. God bless you. God bless you, and Merry Christmas. Celebrate Jesus on today.